Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name is Steve Bowes. At least seven major companies have backed away from DEI initiatives. There is a growing list of major U.S. companies altering their approaches and scaling back their DEI programs amidst a changing legal and political environment and increased online pressure from some conservative activists. In August, Ford became the latest notable large employer to announce changes in their DEI policies and activities when CEO Jim Farley said in an email to employees that the company has changed some of its policies. It has shifted its employee resource group's focus and ended participation in external culture surveys by the Human Rights Campaign, an LGBTQ+ advocacy group. Ironically, back in 2017, Ford boasted about its recognition from the organization as one of the best places to work for LGBTQ equality. "We are mindful that our employees and customers hold a wide range of beliefs," Farley wrote in the email, "and the external and legal environment related to political and social issues continues to evolve." Farley also said that Ford remains committed to creating an inclusive workspace and building a team that leverages diverse perspectives, backgrounds, and thinking styles. Ford joins Harley-Davidson, Tractor Supply, John Deere, Molson Coors, Lowe's, and Brown-Forman as companies in revising or pulling back on their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, support for gay pride marches and LGBTQ events, strategies to slow climate change, and other social policies. And some companies have backtracked more than Ford. Tractor Supply, for example, announced in June that it will withdraw its carbon emission reduction goals and eliminate jobs and goals focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion. It also will stop sponsoring LGBTQ+ pride festivals and voting campaigns. Setting goals and reporting progress against diversifying hiring and employment, as well as in procurement, are also being dropped by some of these companies. For example, Molson Coors announced it would no longer have specific representation goals for its employees and suppliers. And John Deere reminded employees that within the business that the existence of diversity quotas and pronoun identification have never been and are not company policy. And Brown-Forman, the maker of Jack Daniel's whiskey and other beverages, told its employees in an August email that it would end quantitative workforce and supplier diversity ambitions. These decisions, while seemingly made to appease some segments of the population, do run some risk of creating undesired consequences. DEI initiatives are known to improve employee engagement and trust. Scaling back these programs could lead to a decline in morale and trust among employees, particularly those from underrepresented groups. Companies with strong DEI policies tend to have better retention rates. Reducing these efforts might result in higher turnover, as employees who feel unsupported or undervalued may seek opportunities elsewhere. And finally, public perception of a company's commitment to DEI can impact its brand. Negative reactions from consumers who value diversity and inclusion could affect sales and overall brand reputation. These decisions reflect a broader trend of companies reassessing their DEI commitments in response to external pressures. However, the potential negative impacts on employee satisfaction, retention, and overall company reputation should not be underestimated. This will be an important trend to follow as we head towards the presidential election in the U.S. and the new year ahead. We will continue to follow all the important topics and trends in the world of work here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. That's it for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.